So our listener Aaron is worried that the lie he and his friends have been carrying for months is about to come crashing down. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Aaron, in quotes, reaching out, "Hey, Ben Kelly, need some help here. I'm married, apparently part of the most committed group of liars in Louisville."
Oh.
A few months ago, me and a group of my friends decided we, quote, needed a night out each week.
Okay.
So instead of just saying that like functioning adults, we said we were in a bowling league.
Okay.
Full backstory, full schedule. We even bought matching bowling shirts, embroidered names and everything.
Wow.
So our wives think every Thursday night we're out rolling strikes. In reality, we're just at a bar eating wings and drinking beer. But here's the problem. One of my buddy's wives just found out the truth. Our whole house of cards is wobbling. So now I'm sitting here wondering, do we come clean? Do we try to spin this? Do we suddenly actually join a bowling league and hope that fixes it retroactively? I'd love some of your lady listeners' perspectives on this. What's the best way to tell your wife? Hey, so funny story. The bowling league is fake, but the friendship's real? LOL. Flowers? Back rub? Getting her a bowling shirt as a peace offering? Help me out here.
Wow. Well, first of all, it is a little ridiculous that you didn't just say, "Hey, me and the buddies are going to go get a beer."
Right.
Type of thing.
Yes. Like, hey, unless they all thought their wives are going to balk at once a week.
And then my other thought was, I think my initial reaction would be to try to join a bowling league.
Yeah.
That was my initial reaction.
Have you guys thought about actually bowling?
Right. Like, okay, you know, call up Vernon Lane, see if there's, or call up, you know, one of those bowling centers and.
Yeah. Anybody have Thursday night leagues?
Right.
That have openings?
See if
for
we
a team?
Can actually get into a league. You've got the shirts.
Exactly.
You've got the team name.
Why not? It's a little That's physical funny. Activity while you hang out. Fun.
All right. Kelly, you're a lady. How would
I'm
you like to be told that the bowling league you thought your husband was going to was actually not a thing?
I would, if he just would just say that. First of all, I'd be like, why did you feel like you needed to come up with this elaborate story
say
instead
it,
of just ask me?
Yeah. Say it the way you would say it, though, because we need to hear kind of the tone to understand how.
Am I playing the part of Aaron or am I playing the part of me being told that?
No, you're playing the part of like Aaron's missus.
Okay. So I would literally just probably say it like that. Why did you feel the need to make up this elaborate story instead of just say, hey, I want to hang out with my buddies once a week?
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Okay. Is anything like back rubs, flowers, your own
all of that.
Kelly K embroidered
once a week massages,
bowling shirt. Is that
you're gonna bowl for once a week, or you're gonna fake bowl and go hang out and drink beer with your friends once a week? Then I get something once a week.
Okay,
I'm gonna need full on hour long massages.
Hour long,
yes,
dang,
that just got amped up to hour.
Because right.
of the lie.
Okay, 502-795-1997. I don't know. I feel like this is kind of cut and dry, where it's like, just tell her. Like, what is the deal? But
can we blame it on another buddy's wife?
Yes.
It's like, we had to come up with this story because she was never going to let him do it.
Right. Maybe you throw
an activity that we had to do.
Yeah, maybe you throw your boy under the bus. I mean, still then, your partner's going to say, well, why didn't you just tell me the truth and even say, hey, we're
valid
saying
point.
It's a bowling league.
All valid point.
Because, okay, yeah,
valid
this is
point.
This is all just convoluted.
Well, and here's the thing. We don't know if any of them have kids. And maybe they were thinking, okay, it's going to be tough for them to sneak out of the house once a week on a pretty consistent basis and, like, ditch her with the kids. Especially if they're, like, in the trenches. And it's really an active
like small
time
kids.
Of life. Yeah, small kids that require more attention.
Right. All right. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your take. Maybe you caught your partner in this sort of lie before and how you handled
it? It's not a serious lie,
right?
But it's kind of like, why?
Still, why? Yeah, it's a why lie. Yes, exactly. All right. So our listener, Aaron, got himself into a bit of a mess. It's 99.7 DJX. Before I tell you what he did, Carol, what a stupid way to get out with your friends. How about you just say, I need a weekly night out with my friends and eat wings and drink beer? Trust me, wives need the same with their friends. Now you're in deep with the unnecessary lie about the bowling story. Why do men feel it necessary to lie?
Okay, all right. So, yes, we're all saying that. That is what we are all saying. We're like, why didn't you just say, I want to hang out with my friends?
Yeah, that's a way elaborate story.
It is.
And you almost have to join a bowling league now or just say, look, with your tail between your legs, go to your wife and be like, hey, this is going to look bad. The optics are going to look bad. But trust me, I didn't cheat, but like, this is unnecessary lying.
Well, why are you lying?
Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, and Melanie is like crying foul. Let's be real. No one goes to this extreme to hang out at a bar, drink beer, and eat wings. You might not have gotten to the level of cheating, but the intent for a cover-up is there for the just in case.
Yeah, that's
that got dark.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe there's a little bit more to her story than she's saying. Lisa on text says, I think I would rather know my husband is going out with friends one night a week than think I married a bowler.
Oh, listen. The bowlers don't need all that shade. They didn't do anything wrong. They're
funny.
Just showing up because they like to play. They like to bowl.
Anyways, like, buddy, I don't know if we need to spend a whole much more time on this, but let's just fess up and just, you're going to have to do something now for your wife.
This is fun because Kathy's like, I don't think he's going to like the comments. Let me grab my coffee. This is going to be great. You're in big trouble, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you want to chime in, you can on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. But basically, we're saying, buddy, there's nothing we can do. You're just going to have to roll in and fess up. All right.
You might want to start with telling the truth because I feel
that's
like
a great
another
way
lie,
to start.
Yeah. Another lie on top of the lie is just going to be creating more of a mountain of lies.
Mm-hmm.
Unnecessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't need these. That's a dumb thing to lie about.
Yep. Sure is.
Like if it was, it'd be worse if you like lost your job and you were trying to find another one before you told her
no.
or something like that.
No, but a stupid lie about going out.
Want to hang
with your
out
friends.
With your friends, and you made up a bowling team.
Yeah,
that's
great.
Fake.
Great. All right. Well, hey, good luck with that.
We appreciate you coming to us.
Yeah, thanks. That's group therapy.